This is Decoded Datebook for May 23rd. In the early 1900s, tuberculosis was a serious concern. The North Dakota Anti-Tuberculosis Association was founded in 1909, with the legislature allotting $10,000 to establish a tuberculosis sanitarium. By 1913, additional efforts were underway. Statistics on TB were collected. Teachers who tested positive were fired, and students with TB were banned from schools. R.S. Lewis was president of the Board for Charitable Institutions, like one for the blind at Bathgate, North Dakota, and one for the deaf at Devil's Lake. And on this date in 1913, he announced that the Dunseith Tuberculosis Sanitarium would be one of the most prominent institutions in North Dakota. It was common to locate such facilities away from population centers to calm fears that the disease might spread. In that sense, the location near Dunseith was ideal. Construction had been delayed for lack of funds, but with $37,500 in new funding, the facility opened in 1912. Lewis was particularly interested in the sanitarium because the state was scheduled to take control of it on July 1st. Lewis said the sanitarium was ideally located and was in tip-top condition. It eventually grew into a sprawling complex, housing 900 patients. The buildings were connected by tunnels, and it was so large that at one time it had its own zip code. The name changed to Sanhaven in 1923. The local postmaster subsequently changed the name of the post office from Monterre to Sanhaven. It was inspired by the Latin word sanitas, meaning cleanliness or health. In the 1950s, the treatment for TB shifted, with patients remaining at home instead of moving into institutions. That left empty beds at Sanhaven. It became a destination for developmentally disabled patients. In 1973, Grafton State School took control, and the mission officially changed to reflect the new use. Sanhaven was closed in 1989. The abandoned buildings attracted adventurers and ghost hunters. One adventurer was killed when he fell down an elevator shaft. The neglected site has perhaps a dozen abandoned and crumbling buildings. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.